Adult ESL Real Life English Audio. Copyright, C, 2018, all rights reserved by Leola Publications. It's very difficult for adults learning the English language to communicate effectively. This causes them to feel embarrassed and self-conscious. Adult learning the English language need an opportunity to hear the language and learn the language in a variety of ways. A part of learning English is to look, listen, and repeat. A person's lack of ability to communicate effectively, whether it's verbally or through body language, is the one thing that closed doors. Real Life English covers greetings and help English language learners learn how to ask for directions and explain how to get to places. Adults will do reading exercises, make statements, and role play, among other various activities and exercises. Through this, they will gain self-confidence and feel empowered. English learners feel empowered when they are able to make a connection between the words that are spoken in English and the message the words convey. It is important that adults learners who are trying to learn the English language have exposure to it. At the end of this book, adult learners will learn how to ask and give directions. They will be familiar with asking and answering basic questions. They will also be able to identify statements, express approval, sympathy, and thank someone. This will be done through lots of fun and rewarding activities. Asking for directions. While asking for directions, common questions are asked. Below are sample questions that the students can fill by referring to different places. 1. Where do? 2. How do I find? 3. Can you help me find? 4. How far is the? 5. What is the best way to find the? 6. Which way is the? Dialogue. What's the directions get to your favorite restaurant from work? To get to my favorite restaurant, I have to get the train. There is a train station 1 block from my job. You walk 1 block, catch the train, and get off on the 7th stop. The restaurant is on your left. Where is your doctor located? My doctor office is in downtown Seoul. Explain how to get to your favorite shopping mall from your house. My favorite shopping mall is in Busan. I catch the express bus at the corner of my house. I get the express bus and get off on the 5th stop. I walk across the street and there is the shopping mall. Where is your job located at? My job is located in the middle of Seoul. Can you give me directions to the closest movie theater near you? The closest movie theater is 20 minutes from my house. You can get the bus on the corner by my house and tell the driver you want to get off at the 3rd stop. When you get off, you will see the cinema across the street. You are to role play each of the below and answer the following questions. Reading Exercise 1. Stella, there's a program about wildlife on the television tonight. Adrian, uh-huh. Well, I might watch it. Stella, I've got to go out tonight. Adrian, well, I'll video the program for you. Stella, oh, thanks. It's at 8 o'clock. Adrian, we can watch it together when you get back. Stella, okay, I should be back around 10. Answer the questions. What is on television? Who's going out? Who will video the program? Who says we can watch it together? Who is coming back around 10? Reading Exercise 2. Jaden, hi Monica. Manas, hi Jaden. Jaden, how about meeting me for brunch today at L.A. Shays? Monica, sounds good. Jaden, is 12 p.m. okay with you? Monica, 12 p.m. would be great. I will see you then. Answer the questions. What does Jaden want Monica to do with him? Where does Jaden want Monica to meet him? What time does Jaden want Monica to meet him? What does Monica think? When will Monica meet Jaden? What does Monica say? What does Monica think? When will Monica meet Jaden? Point to note, statements are used to give information. There's a program about wildlife. Statement by Stella informs Adrian, however some statements give information in the form of a request. I'll video the program for you is an example of the same. Some statements can as well be in the form of a suggestion, we can watch it together when, basically suggest an action. This example indicates the different forms that an expression can take. The students should identify the other different forms in different paragraphs. I.e. expressing approval, sympathy, thanking someone, etc. Identify statements expressing approval, sympathy, thanking someone, asking for information, giving orders below. You are to repeat each of the below sentences after you instructor, and then make a sentence using each of the below sentences. I need to know your plans. You're doing the right thing. I'm very grateful. Sorry you didn't pass the exam. I want you to try harder. Listen, answer the questions. Discussion questions. 1. What can you do now that you could not do 1 year ago? 2. What could you do to improve your English skills? 3. Name some things you may not do by law in your country. 4. Name some things you may not do by law in the U.S.A. 5. What must you do to get a job in your country? 6. What might happen to someone who loses their job in your country? 7. What must you do to get a job in the United States? 8. Name some things your children shall not be permitted to do. 9. How do you think your country will change in the next 25 years? 10. What would you do if your child was having trouble in school? 11. How many languages are you able to speak? 12. What happened in the 2016 U.S. presidential election? 13. What is a nurse supposed to do to help patients? 14. What if you got on the wrong metro, what would happen? 15. How do you think America will change in the next 10 years? Dialogue: basic way of communication with a doctor. Receptionist: hello, English hospital. John: hello, I would like to make an appointment to see a doctor this week, please. Receptionist: I'm sorry. We are fully booked this week. The earliest I can give you is next Wednesday. John: that's fine. Receptionist: what is your last name? John: Mark. Receptionist: Mark? Is that M-A-R-K? John: yes. Receptionist: and your first name? John: John. Receptionist: your date of birth? John: June 30th, 1992. Receptionist: is there a specific doctor you would like to see? John: no, I have just relocated to USA from Canada. Receptionist: do you have any insurance? John: I do, Jubilee Insurance. Receptionist: how's 2 p.m. next Wednesday? John: 2 p.m. next Wednesday. Okay, thank you. Below is a more specific paragraph that can be used for practicing a scenario in the doctor's office. This section is a reading practice. The student could further their understanding of different body parts and English words. Doctor: hello, I'm Dr. Charles. Patient: hi, my body feels achy. Doctor: when did you start feeling like this? Patient: yesterday at work. Doctor: what kind of symptoms are you having? Patient: severe nausea and pain throughout my body. Doctor: sounds like the flu. Receptionist: Dr. Jubilee's office. Anna: hi, this is Anna. I would like to make an appointment. Receptionist: hi Anna, Dr. Jubilee is on vacation. Anna: is there another doctor I can see? Receptionist: I can give you an appointment with Dr. Birmingham on Wednesday at 5 p.m. Anna: okay, Wednesday at 5 p.m. would be great. Receptionist: okay, I'll see you then. Repeat after me. Receptionist: patient. Doctor: Charles. Questions: 1. What does a receptionist do? 2. What is a receptionist? 3. When time is Anna's appointment? 4. Who has an appointment? 5. What is the doctor's name? Learning English can be difficult, however the more you practice the easier it will be. This concludes our audio for today.